Praise be Jesus and Mary. When the atomic bomb destroyed Hiroshima in 1945, 8 men living near the blinding center of the nuclear flash miraculously survived the searing hurricane of blast and gamma rays, while everyone within a mile radius perished, and others residing further afield continued to die from the lethal effects of radiation. For over 30 years, some 200 scientists have examined these 8 men, trying in vain to determine what could have preserved them from incineration. One of the survivors, Father Schiffner, Jesuit, gave the dramatic answer on TV in America. Quote, "In that house, we were living the message of Fatima," end quote. What a great testimony and witness that is to the power of Our Lady and the power of the message of Fatima. He said very simply, "In that house, we were living the message of Fatima." And so they were preserved miraculously by Our Lady from being destroyed in that atomic blast. And so we see in this witness, this testimony, how important it is that everyone should know the message of Fatima, that Our Lady came down from heaven in the year 1917, on this day, beginning on this day, May 13th, and appearing every month to the 3 shepherd children up through October 13th of 1917. Each month she spoke with the children and gave them a message, and we can say that one of the principal messages of Fatima is certainly the power of the Rosary, to pray the Holy Rosary. Every single month when Our Lady appeared, she exhorted the children to pray the Rosary daily. This would also continue to be Sister Lucia's message to the world. Afterwards, as she remained to spread the message of Fatima, she said, "There is not a single problem that we cannot resolve by praying the Holy Rosary." And yet, how few Christians have heeded this call of Our Lady to pray the Rosary every day. Now, I can understand it might be difficult if one is not used to praying the Rosary every day. It could seem like a long, monotonous prayer. And so you begin slowly with Our Lady, perhaps just praying a few Hail Marys every day, then maybe a few in the morning and the evening, working up to 1 decade of the Rosary a day, and then gradually increasing until we arrive at 1 rosary a day, or maybe more than 1 rosary a day. Right? By doing so, we will be meditating on the mysteries of the gospel, the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord, with Our Lady alongside him. And so the rosary becomes a compendium of the gospel. We meditate on the virtues of our Lord and Our Lady. We examine ourselves, if in our own lives we are practicing these virtues, and we ask for grace, where we are lacking, where we have room to grow. So when this Jesuit talks about, "In that house, we were living the message of Fatima," I can guarantee you they were praying the Rosary every day. That's for sure. Now, what is another essential part of the message of Fatima? Devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. She came and she said, "God wants to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." So this is another thing that every Christian should examine themselves on. Am I devoted to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart? Do I have images of her Immaculate Heart in my house? Do I honor that image in some way, perhaps with flowers during the month of May? and other prayers, have I consecrated myself to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. All of this pertains to having devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. So the Holy Rosary, devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What's a third important aspect of the message of Fatima that certainly they were living at that house in Hiroshima? Prayer and sacrifice. We already spoke about prayer with regard to the Holy Rosary, but we must also add sacrifice. And this I find to be lacking in a lot of, in the spirituality of a lot of Christians today, the element of sacrifice. You know, you talk to people and they have various difficulties and problems in their lives, people, family members that they want to convert. And they're saying, well, I'm praying for my son every day that he come back to Mass. Or I'm praying for another relative who is addicted to drugs or alcohol. I'm praying for that. And then you ask them, are you making any sacrifices? And that has completely escaped their mind, the value of sacrifice. Do you ever offer a fast for that intention? Do you ever make any other sacrifice with regard to food? Just small things. Not having the foods that we prefer most, but maybe having something that we like a little less. You know, not putting ketchup on our fries, a little less sugar in our coffee. These small sacrifices that mean a lot in the eyes of God when done with love and a pure intention for obtaining something good, like the conversion of a family member. So, prayer, the Holy Rosary, and sacrifice, devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. These elements were certainly found in that house in Hiroshima among those faithful Jesuits. And if they are found in our lives as well, we will also see miracles of this sort and still greater ones. Let's all heed Our Lady's message that she gave to us at Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.